Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Before we get into today's episode, we want to talk about something very important that needs to be addressed immediately. Dads have way too thick of wallets.
Why? Bro. Why is your wallet so thick? There's no need for like receipts and old theater tickets.
A picture of me playing soccer in seventh grade. I didn't even score that season, Dad. Why do you have it in there?
No reason, dude. There's no reason.
It's old school, Dad. You need to get you a Ridge wallet. It's Boom. That front pocket walletto. All right. Do you know, you ever put a wallet in your front pocket?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I just did that with a Ridge wallet and I feel like I got money now.
Dude.
It's up front. You're flexing with it, you know?
Also, you don't feel like you can pickpocket it, dude. No one's going front pickpocket. Uh-uh. No one's
at that point,
that.
I was like, that might just be sexual. Like,
yeah.
Get in there.
That's what I'm saying. And, dude, I think my girl honestly could use this because she's always like she's like, my wallet is just too big. I can't fit it anywhere. But this one, boom, right in her tight jeans, right in the front, dude.
And even better, you get a cell phone case and you put some wallets in there. You can put wallets in your wallets. You could be the exhibit of Pimp My Ride with the wallet, okay?
Ooh, ooh.
So don't be a dad and go get you a modern 2019. This is the Tesla of wallets.
Made of adamantium.
So go to ridgewallet.com/socks for 10% off your order.
Do it.
Link in the bio.
Shoo-weep. Every time I turn my computer on, I just think there's going to be a fucking girl like sucking her own foot. Like,
like what, does it look warm, bro?
I mean, I don't watch like a ton. It depends on where I'm at emotionally.
How you
dude.
Said ton says differently.
Well, I mean, here's the thing though. What is your ton though? You know what I mean? Are we going? Oh, we are. Why do I, dude? Every single fucking time.
What is a ton? I think a ton of porn is if you open your cell phone and you go into the browser,
okay,
and it says recommended, and there's the Pornhub icon.
Oh, then yeah. Then
that's a ton.
Yeah. You're telling me that when you open up your phone or you open up your computer, if you look at like the history, whatever, the little icons, you don't think there's like xnxx.com on there?
Yeah, well, here's where I'm at. So this is the richest I've ever felt in my life, real quick. I have a laptop I use for work, and then I have an old like 2015 MacBook,
okay,
strictly for porn. I got a porn laptop, and I've never felt richer in my life.
Wow.
Dude. It's great. It's like, so you know how dads have like their vacation car, and they're like, Saturday's time to take out the fucking Mazda, you know, two-door coupe. That's my Mazda. You know, I take out the little Mozzie, the Jaguar, on the weekends.
Is it substantially slower?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
Dude, it can't even hold like a 9-minute video of like anyone.
Because you think it just has a bunch of like cum on the hard drive?
Yeah, I think the letter Q doesn't even work anymore. I don't know why. I just took a load one day and it just fucking...
Did you hit Q?
Yeah, well, the Q's kind of on the outside of the keyboard. I was aiming left and it kind of caught astray. You know, it was like the shotgun effect. You know, you aim left, but sometimes whatever's in the cease of fire. So...
You ever...
So that was just...
You ever just like misfire? Like you're trying to like come in like a specific area on a lady, and then it just hits like a pineapple on her dresser. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, dude. Oh man. Have you ever taken a load here's what I feel like. You ever had to pull the emergency brake?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, she's riding a little too hard, and you're like, oh, she's not calling me, baby. She wants to have a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to fucking pull the emergency brake, whip the dick on out, like an emergency brake, like in a car.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to fucking straight up dodge that load flying at your face, just screaming little kids flying past you.
Oh, you're saying that.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you're feeling it. You're in there. And you're like, if I don't do something now, I'm going to have a child.
Right.
Maybe even twins, because that's a good size load.
Yeah, 100%. That's happened millions upon millions of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he'd be fucking, dude.
I'd be fucking, dude. I've got to a comfortability level in my sex life where I just say it. I just say, I'm going to come, I'm going to stop.
But sometimes the sentence, and when you say it, is so muffled, and everybody's so in their own zone of sex, that like, by the time you say it and the time it takes for them to transfer that thought, they're like, wait, what did you? And you're like,
here's where I'm at.
We got to go to Rite Aid real quick and take some up.
You're talking about like candy? Candy?
Yeah. Plan B. What? Nah. I've never actually made a girl take Plan B because I've never been there.
I never had either. That wasn't a sentence. I never have either. What was that? I never have either. I've had strokes.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Multiple strokes on this podcast if you think about it.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I've never had to make. Have you ever had? So you never had to make the Plan B run?
No.
Me neither, dude.
No. I just go, hey, man, you know what? Jesus will take the wheel. You know what I mean? Jesus will take the wheel? Yeah, Jesus will take the wheel.
Well, you don't have any kids, so shout out to Jesus, the best driver in the game.
He's killing it, literally. Right, fist
dude.
Pump.
Fucking to Jesus, dude.
I think I have an advantage because when I'm in the bedroom, I a switch is turned. For me, like, I'm like a nice jovial type of dude, but like when I switch, I become like a primal, like just a primate chimp of
Geico caveman, right?
Yeah. Oh, I go full caveman. Uh-huh. So I bring this up to say this: when I say like, oh, hold on, I'm about to come, we need to maybe stop or just we need to relax for a second.
Right.
I'm so caveman that the switch is so apparent. Like, I'm like, ooh, excuse me, I just, like, they know.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Got you.
So there's not like, excuse me, what did you say? No, it's like, they know exactly because I go from like a caveman to like a little, like a six-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. That's smart.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever had a girl, this is what I initially thought you were asking me. Have you ever had a girl ride you and you're like, and you like alert them? And then she keeps going because she wants you to in her.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The whole emergency brake.
But what I'm saying is she actively trying to get you to come in her? That's what I'm asking.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, I've had girls be like,
legs tighten up, the legs clamp down, you know, like a little bit. Like, it's. You feel it get in there.
Yeah, there's something like lizard brain primal about just letting it go.
Oh yeah, dude. That's the greatest feeling in the world. I feel like that, and then like I don't know, maybe doing like one of those roller coasters when you drop from the sky really fast. Like that's the adrenaline you get. You're just like and like your body just like gives in, and just everything just goes numb, and you're just like
Yeah, and then you go, and then there's two beats, and then you go, fuck, I have a kid. So I try to preemptively think about the moment of, fuck, I have a kid.
Right.
So then I'm like, this is not worth it. Coming is never worth it. That's my advice to all the children. Coming is never worth it. When is it ever, you know what I mean? Like the shit you have to go through to fulfill that coming dream. As soon as you're done, you're like, oh, none of that was worth it.
Oh, bro.
None of it.
Dude, you ever jerked off to some crazy shit and be like, how did I get here?
Yo.
Then after that nut, you're like, I didn't need to jerk off to two lumberjacks right now.
Dude, yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday, I jerked off to some stuff and I, as soon as I was like, okay.
Dude, that's what your dick did, bro. Just like a flat.
Dude, the mic just fell out if people were not watching. Yesterday, this is what happened, dude. I was like, you know, you could feel, you're like, okay, when you're jerking off, you're like, all right, I'm like 2 to 3 strokes away from zika nanana, you know?
That's what I say
when I come, I go, zika nanana. I don't know why, it's like some African stuff.
Yeah, it's French for get the paper towel.
Yeah. But I knew, I was like, oh, I'm three away. And I'm watching this heinous shit. And I'm like, I'm going to feel horrendous.
Yeah.
About myself after I come. But I'm like,
You thought that in the midst? See, I don't even get that thought.
Oh, I
get that afterwards. You get that moment of silence. You're like, what dark zone was I in?
I know.
Why did I?
Yeah.
It's like coming out of a like hibernation. You're it like, is. Where? What was I?
It's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just hunched over. Yeah, you're hunched over. You're a fucking animal.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as you come, you become a scientist again. Like you're just right. you're just
back
like,
to the lab. You're like, eh, don't do that
in
anymore.
The hell was that?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Do you ever
two lumberjacks? What the fuck?
Did you ever nutted at the wrong part of a porn though? Like, here's what I mean by that. Like one time I was watching, I was watching this one in the.
You talk about when there's like ads and you come on like the Red Robin.
Oh, thing. Bro, dude. Bro. She's like, are you jerking off alone? I'm like, yes, I am. Get me off to that. Honestly, being single.
I'm so sorry to interrupt this story. Honestly, but fuck that lady, man. That fucking woman in the beginning, that 6 seconds when she's like, are you jerking off alone? And you're like,
it's like obviously.
No, I'm here with the woman of my dreams and we're watching this together.
Right. I want to just go, I just want to just knock on her door and be like, you fucking masturbating alone, bitch? You know?
And she's like, well, actually on a webcam and I make $6,000 a minute.
And there's like, 45,000 people watching. I'm like, all righty. No, but I was watching this one time and this chick's getting it, whatever, you know, because I don't know, sexual terms. She's fucking getting it, dude. Bro, I'm out of it today. Chicks is getting it,
Trevor
bro.
Trevor said, hey, nah, man, chick's getting it. You'd be the worst narrator for a porn.
I feel like it would be, like, if I narrated porn, it would sound like a guy who narrates surf competitions. Yeah. Man, she's going in. She's doing pretty well. Oh, bummer. She took a load to the face. Let's see if she can get back up, dude. Anyway, so this chick, quote unquote, getting it, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then the dude, for some reason, and this fucking, the climax, right? It's good. We're feeling it, right?
Yeah.
And then the dude turns the camera to him and he goes, you like that? Came on that part, dude.
Oh, no. So you did like that?
I had no choice.
Oh, dude, were you like, oh, no.
I haven't talked about it ever. This was a year and a half ago, and I've never brought it up until right now.
I think in my head, you're jerking off, and the dude turns, and you come, and you go, no. Like,
oh,
because you're at the dude's
face. I was just like, I didn't have a Pornhub account, but I wanted to make one just for that video and be like, why would you turn it at such a vital time?
Dude.
You know she was taking just the best positions. She, like, you know every dude that's watching this is in the same boat. Because I wasn't the first guy to do that,
of course not. But maybe he understands how good he is at fucking, so he knows that's a lot of people's cum points. So that's why he turned it to fucking fuck. That's the ultimate prank, dude.
Pretty smart.
Oh man,
I don't know. It was just like one of those things when I was just like, I felt like he was talking to me. The video had one view and it was me. So
No,
I don't know. It was just a weird moment, and I just like. Little things like that will make you reevaluate like what you're doing. You're like, why am I watching this dude fuck with a GoPro?
Dude, sometimes when, like when I'm jerking off and I come, right? Yeah.
Okay, for
sure. Dude, you just described a woman getting it and you're fucking making fun
of me. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how sex works, bro. All I know is you fucking lick her ear twice and somebody comes.
Buddy. I'm still not convinced that you have had sex before.
Never. Are you kidding me, bro?
Buddy, if we found out on this podcast that Trevor Wallace has never fucked before, it would honestly, the views would be, can we just make it up so the
bro,
views
I'm
are
a virgin,
50
dog.
Dude, can you imagine Trevor Wallace
come on
ellipses
now.
Virgin question mark
come on
we
now.
Get 70 million views.
Bro, I don't even know what a vagina looks like. I feel like it just looks like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh no, you've never had sex before.
Nah, dog, I don't do that. I'm saving this shit for marriage, bro, and I ain't never getting married. Fuck that.
Oh, so you're just gonna be a virgin.
Fuck yeah.
Sick, man.
Dude, bro, you guys are going to hell, bro. Fucking, you think fucking's going to get you into heaven? Fuck no, bro.
Every time
with all virgins up top.
Every time Trevor's horny, he just sings church hymns to make him not horny again.
Oh, bro.
Dude,
have we talked about this before?
Maurice.
Oh, that's actually getting me hard right now. have we talked about on this podcast how I went to high school with this Mormon kid who had never jerked off in high school?
No.
We didn't?
No,
maybe I just talked about
it. Was he a school shooter? How do you not jerk off?
He's probably very successful now. But
no, I don't think so.
Like, I remember, like, everybody in, like, I think our, like, junior or senior year, like, found out that he had never jerked off. Bro, if you ever want to see a pack of fucking, because he was on the football team, too. If you ever want to see a pack of dudes lose their mind, tell them you've never jerked off. They're like, what? Well, how do you fall asleep, bro? Like, what do you... When he gets up, what do you do? Do you just ignore it? Do you just fucking like flick it, dude? Like, what do you? He's like, yeah, I've just never had the urge to.
And oh, well, that's a fucking lie, dude.
But
he
like,
never had the urge to. Dude, do you know how vivid his wet dreams are?
That's
holy
what I was saying. Like, does that count? If you have a wet dream, or
To me, a wet dream is God jerking you off.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking heavy, dude. That's the dopest thing I've ever dropped on this podcast.
I know, dude. That's new merch right there. So what do you think?
That's new merch. Bro, that's you fucking influencer line. Always thinking about merch.
Yeah, boy, got it on today. No, I don't. So why do you think God's jerking you off? Just be like, you had a stressful day, bro. You're too tired. Let me fucking help you out.
Let me help you out, dude. I think that is. I think God is that altruistic that he's like, you know what? Let me help you out.
That's the craziest thing about a human being is you can come in your sleep. Yeah. There's nothing crazier than that.
Dude, that's
God. Bro, you sleepwalk? I don't give a shit. Can you come in your sleep? Yup.
Yo, you know what's so funny is someone has come while they're sleepwalking.
Dude.
Someone has walked into their mom's room when they're 17,
Jesus
sleepwalking,
Christ.
And their mom was like, Gabriel, and he goes,
dead silent, Gabriel, what is in your pants? What is in your, he did it again. Can you clean up the cum? Here, don't disturb him. Let him figure this out.
Did you come in the ficus again?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Wet dreams, baby.
Baby, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so back to this porn. I wanted to tell you what was happening in the porn, why I was, why I was so offended at myself for choosing this. So I clicked on one. I'm into, like, you know, tattooed up women, like emo-type women. I don't know why, but I am.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've said this before. And there was one, and it was like, mom, tattooed emo, tibbit. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And I clicked it, and she was, 64. she was geriatric.
64, but 65 is an elder, so she's a senior. So she wasn't a senior yet.
Oh, is that it? Is that how it
65
works?
Is a senior discount. Oh, so she can still go to a movie and just be a MILF.
Then she was 81. Then
okay, she's getting free meals at IHOP.
Oh, buddy. AARPR, whatever the fuck that is. Like, that's R-A-R. I don't know how many A's. But, so I was watching and I was like things were sagging in places. Like, gravity has taken a hold of this woman's body. You know what I mean? Bro. And of course, you know, you're 85 years old. But yeah. I was watching and I'm like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to keep going. And I came to her, and that's why I just wanted to tell you, like, what as hate, like, that it was very heinous, and I knew that I was going to feel bad, and I kept going.
Yeah.
So I was, like, just hating myself for no reason. You know what I mean? I don't understand.
You know, sometimes we all find each other in those little dark holes, you know? Like, you ever watched Little People Porn?
I've done some casual research, I would say, on that, but it doesn't...
So you have.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it for me.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have to do it for you, but you still watched and gave your opinion. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, cool. I mean, but they have a body of, like, a dehumidifier. You know what I mean? It's like...
Also, for the record, little people... have that fucking wagon, bro. They got ass for days, bro. Bro.
Oh my God.
Literally.
Dude.
Bro, dude, I'm surprised Fashion Nova just doesn't sponsor fucking the ass of a little person.
Dude, it is crazy. And the way they walk, they're just strutting it.
Oh, my God.
They're swish-swashing
each
constantly,
cheek is just
dude.
Fucking salsa dance and just ha-ha, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy's got a joke about how little people walk. And when he does the act out, it murders.
Of course.
Dude, it murders.
Because everyone... Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. They walk like the sea... Like the ocean moves. Just like... Oh,
right.
It's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like a cha-cha with the shoulders. Like,
yeah.
But, dude, I don't know, you know? Gotta check it out sometime.
Why don't we answer some questions?
Yeah, dude. Let's transition from little people's ass to... So we got some questions on the podcast. We asked it on our Instagram. So you guys feel free to ask us on there. It's just... on our Instagram at Stiff Socks Pod. Let's check out some of these questions.
Give me some questions, dude.
Boom. Question number one.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Is it gay for a girl
yes.
to stick her finger in your ass? LMAOO. I feel like him putting LMAO at the end was his way of saying, like, aha, no homo. Not that my girl's ever put it in my ass.
Right, I mean, him even asking the question means that he's 100% had way more than one finger up there.
Oh, yeah, bro.
He's had a grapefruit up there, but he's starting with, what is this, like a maybe like a half a pinky? Is that okay?
Yeah.
He's
yeah, with each O on there was a finger, so two O's, he's got two fingers in the ass.
You want to answer first? Or you
is
want
it to... gay? No.
It's 100% not gay.
Because a girl's doing it.
Yeah.
Also, Isn't that like where the dude's G spot is?
100%, dude. The,
that's the funniest thing ever.
But why are you saying like you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Oh, you never had sex before.
I've never had sex, bro. That's true. That's true. I'm a virgin, dude.
I forgot it.
I had a wet dream next year. Dude, I haven't even had one yet.
Whoa. Yeah, planning ahead.
Yeah, you know.
No, it's not gay at all, dude. It's not gay at all. The male G-spot is in the buttocks. So if you have enough confidence in yourself to maybe suggest it, or the woman has enough confidence to just go out there and just explore, it's amazing. I'm not going more than a half of...
How many knuckles deep did she get,
six.
Bro?
No. I like what the only the extent
the
I've gone
fuck's
is
fuck's fingers were up to the Grinch, bro.
It was
six knuckles, dude?
Buddy, it was you know E.T.'s hand?
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro, E.T. has for sure fingered some chicks.
Buddy.
You know what was probably all he did would be like, you wanna see this shit light up? And then he just fucking went up there.
And then it just lights up in her
right,
belly.
Dude? Yeah. Oh my god. What a fucking icon.
But no, it's not gay, dude. It's not gay. The most I've gone is like a half a fingernail. It's phenomenal. And if you just get her to
half a fingernail.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, like a fingernail, just like just a little bit. Like just maybe like a half inch in there. Dude, it's phenomenal, bro. Yeah.
Why
are you looking at me like that?
The balls. He's got the hands down there.
Dude,
it's too much power.
Bro.
You got a jawline or anything next to your balls? That's scary.
Bro, I'm telling you, you need to experiment.
Did you work your way into it, though? Or was it like, surprise, guess who's home?
I got it done to me pretty early on in my life, and it was because the girl was like way experienced. Like she had a way older boyfriend, her last boyfriend. So if I could send him like a bouquet of flowers, I would. I would send him a check. Once I start making real money, I'm gonna send him a check and say thank you so much.
Send him a random finger and be like thank you.
Just cut my own finger off.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He's gonna think his daughter's taken.
All right. Yeah.
I have a special set of skills. I finger dudes. Yeah, it's not gay, dude. Keep going. Explore. It's great.
Yeah.
Next question.
If you're a funny person...
It was just a bunch of those questions.
Yeah. Next one. If your girl puts a foot up your ass, is that gay? It's not gay. It's just more challenging.
Yeah.
If you're a funny person, does that mean you can do stand-up? No.
100% no. There's a big, big difference. Do you want to answer or you want me to go?
I'll go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean... There's a huge, huge difference between offstage funny and onstage funny. There's a ton of people that can be offstage funny because there's a lot of like commonality offstage. Like if you're in your office, you can joke around your boss and everyone knows your boss.
Right.
But when you get on stage, nobody knows you.
Exactly.
So you can't say, hey, you know, Mr. Jenkins, he has a weird face and nobody knows who Mr. Jenkins is. So it's way harder to make a group of strangers laugh because there's a lack of commonality.
Yeah. I think if you work for it, yeah, sure. But like, yeah, you see people eat shit like that. They're like, I've seen people open mics, but yeah, this was a dare, my fraternity. They're like, yo, you're kind of the funny guy in the frat. Like, you're the dude that makes all the chicks laugh at the pregame. So here I am. Then he just eats shit because all he's talking about is doing fingers up his buddy's ass. And you're like, bro, keep it in the bedroom, dog. You know? Another question. Can people in Ohio be hipsters?
Yeah,
dude.
I mean, I think people on Mars can be hipsters.
You can be a hipster anywhere, bro.
Yeah, it's just a way of life, I guess.
All you gotta do is just fucking roll your own like coffee papers and just fucking go for it, bro.
There's coffee papers?
Oh, bro. Bro.
Oh, wait.
Just smoke your own coffee grounds. That's like the most hipster thing you can do. Smoke some coffee grounds, you know? I'm just hacking up phlegm over here.
Dude, just doing lines of espresso on top of on top of your antique MacBook.
Oh, antique. It's just a fucking typewriter with an Apple tape to
it. That's all.
Dude, hipsters, bro. Did you ever go through a hipster phase?
Nah. I was never exposed to that type of shit.
Anybody who had a tongue ring never went through a hipster phase.
No, I think I wanted to once.
Licked
butthole, dude.
Hipster faces look cool, and then you like talk to a hipster, and you're like, "Oh, you smell like old apple juice." You know, like hipsters are kind of like,
I don't know. To me, hipsters bother me because it's like they spend their whole time trying to act as if they don't care about being cool.
Right.
But they spend their whole time trying to act as if they don't care.
Right.
And to act as if you don't care is caring so much.
Care. Yeah.
Is caring so much, dude. If you if you have like, you know, if your like jeans are made of like, you know, Golden Girls memorabilia, and you're like, shit, uncool, right? It's like you care so much to be uncool you're doing the opposite of what you want. They frustrate me. Yeah. They frustrate me.
I think that's the one goal in life, is just to make people angry. Because they all they preach is about vintage, 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 but they have like the brand new iPhone, but their background is just like a picture of like the 70s. You're like, I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, their background's like the picture of like a printing press, and they're exactly. Oh, look, vintage, right? You're like, I mean, no, not
bro,
really.
Unless you
dude.
Got a fucking carrier pigeon, you ain't a hipster, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Your phone is made from like 10,000 little Japanese fingers. Like,
do you think anybody fucked off carrier pigeons?
Oh, like they sent like a dick pic or whatever, and
something
they,
shoot the shot. Hear ye, yeah. Hear ye! Come get this deer D. I don't know, maybe he won't buy that.
Here's the funny thing, dude. Back then, was there even any game? I think there was a ton of like you, me, let's go. I'm the
like
king.
A village type thing. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You're not. I think so. How did they spit game back in the day?
I think they said a bunch of hearie, and then a bunch of like, yeah.
It's like, hey, you trying to sleep with me or else I'm going to just tell the town you're a witch? She's like, oh, fuck, please no.
yeah, but dude, I mean, you know, I think they would quote like a like hella Shakespeare. You know how like sometimes if you quote like a like something from like Anchorman or something, uh-huh. The girl's like, oh, he's so funny. I think you quote like right. Macbeth. You're like, hey, what's up? Tomorrow, creeps in this petty pace. And she's like, oh, mom, petty pace. And then,
you've used that before, haven't you?
Yeah. That's my opening line.
I was going to say, Macbeth.
I know
dude.
A big chunk from Macbeth, and really? I use it anytime I can. That's another advice. Just memorize some shit and then just spit it out. And it sounds like you're real dope, but you just use your brain to memorize things.
Right, because even if she doesn't know it's from Macbeth, you still sound like fucking very intelligent.
Oh, you sound so intelligent. If she asked me where that piece was in the play, I have no idea. I don't even really know what it means, to be honest. Uh-huh. If someone questioned me on that piece, I have no idea. My mom used to read me Shakespeare when I was like a kid.
Really?
That's why I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like before going to bed?
Honestly, dude, no. It's a very interesting piece about my... Like my mom, not before bed. She would just read me Shakespeare. Like, uh-huh. we'd all be chilling, and she'd be like, and she'd take it off the shelf and just start reading it. Like, my sister and I know a lot of Shakespeare because my mom used to read it.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't really help. I don't feel smart, you know?
You know some Macbeth quotes, so...
That's what's up. You know, I think it's got me pussy, like, a couple times.
Yeah. See, that's what's dope. You know, when your mom was reading this, you're like, you'll use this in your future, Michael. And you're like, I sure will. And now you are. Fucking off Macbeth, dude.
I do think it's funny that some things my mom taught me or gifts that she's given me has helped me fuck. And I don't think that was hers. Like, every cologne I've ever got, for the most part, like 90% of the colognes I've gotten, has been from my mom.
Really?
So my mom has like bought me something so I smell better so I can fuck. I don't think that's her intention, but like,
that's she's just like, Michael, take a shower. And you're like, I'm fucking off this.
Yeah. Like, she's like she's my like perfume pimp.
Holiday CBD. I don't know how to open a box. Look at this presentation, dude. This is better than any gift I've ever gotten as a child and as an adult.
Buddy, I think a stripper's about to come out here. This is nice, dude. Look at
That'd
this.
Be pretty cool. Dude, I don't even need stripper because I'm chilling. I'm relaxed. Holiday CBD. It's 100% THC free and non-psychoactive. So you're not going to get high taking this.
No, you're not.
Why? Because it's in the middle of the day. I got stuff to do. Popped a Molly. I'm sweating. It's not Molly. Ooh, it's delicious.
Sweating, is it? Oh, it's a gummy.
That's delicious. You want one?
Yeah, dude.
Yo, get in there. I think that's guava. Stiff Socks 10 for 10% off your first order. The link is down below. So work hard. Vacation even harder, baby. I'm tripping out, dude. Psych. I wish I was, dude. Back to the episode.
Okay. You're smelling kind of delicious today,
dude,
man.
I smell pretty good, bro. Get some new cologne. Cologne is huge, dude. Game changer. Huge, were you the dude. Guy in eighth grade that like was decked up in like Axe body spray? Like you were letting the classroom know when you walked in.
I definitely wore cologne. I didn't do Axe body spray because I, to this day, feel like it smells like shit.
Really? Because I mean, like,
oh, dude, Axe body spray smells like date rape to me. It's horrendous.
Yeah,
you like the smell?
No, I didn't like it. But in eighth grade, that's like you could just buy it at like a CVS or whatever the fuck, and then like it was weird because we had PE or whatever, and you wouldn't shower after like eighth grade, but like every guy would put it on just to be like, I smell better now, and like the depth, like. Cologne, now you do it like one here, one there, quick little spray. Axe, you did the fucking the whole 360. You did the U-turn and a half. You'd be like,
yeah, Motherfuckers, like, they turn it into, like, an Axe body spray fog and then just walk through it and then walk through it again.
Right. So, because we didn't know any better. And then we would literally walk in to classroom smelling like fucking, like you said, just date rape, dude.
Yeah.
It just, so much Axe body spray. And I just remember, like, it was almost like the more you sprayed on, the doper you felt.
Yeah, you smell like a lacrosse player's personality.
Oh,
you
know what I mean? 100%, dude. Like a Sephora that got bombed over the weekend or some shit, dude. It was not a good... But like back then, it was like, it was a power move. Like everybody was like holding their nose when you walked by and you're like, yeah, you smell that swag.
Really?
Like, no.
So you did do it?
Yeah.
So did girls fuck with you? Because
no.
of the, yeah,
no, I'm
no.
a virgin, dude. We know this.
666666.
Nah, I just think it was like one of those things where like everybody in the locker room would like be spraying it. So then you like it would almost be like a competition, like unspoken. Like you'd see like fucking Derek in the corner do two sprays. You're like, man, Derek's a little bitch. I'm gonna do three sprays.
Right.
And Tyler in the corner sees you. Oh, I'm gonna do four. Suddenly you're just fucking drinking it at that point.
Jesus Christ.
There was one kid in the locker room. He was the kid. He was the experimental high kid. I don't know what the fuck he does now. I think he works at like a Kroger or something. But
experimental high, what do you mean high?
Like, he would
like,
always try to get high off things you couldn't get high off.
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
I don't know if he ever did. I think he would be the guy that, like, he would put his shirt over his nose and just spray Axe into his shirt and just huff it. But, like, we'd all be like, haha, dude, that guy's fucking crazy over there. But, like, you know, brain cells, just every class he was just losing. I remember one day he was eating, was it the shell of chestnuts or something? There's a certain.
What? Pistachio nuts?
No, it was either hazelnuts or chestnuts. But like he would eat them, and then he's like, "Yeah, I read online if you eat enough of these, you start to trip out."
What? Who is this dude?
Dude, he's a hometown fucking hero, bro. But he works at a grocery store now, though.
He for sure either is worth $16 billion because he developed some type of something, or he just changes motor oil. In Minnesota.
Nah, he's not. Yeah,
None of those?
Well, not the successful one. He messaged me a few months ago. He's like, loved a comedy. And he said, instead of saying the, he said DA, white dudes.
So. But if it's not 2001 mm-hmm. and then and you use duh, yeah. I want to duh fuck you up. You know what I mean? Like, I'll kill you.
But here's the thing, dude. This guy crushed in like
crushed what, dude?
Plus, dude.
Like fucking, like eighth grade fucking pussy.
Eighth grade fucking,
which is
like
fingers.
A make out and then a finger in the butt or something.
Oh, in the butt?
Callback.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I thought you were being honest.
No,
this guy is a hero.
No, but like he had a bunch of chicks always around him because he was like the edgy guy.
Right.
So I think it's one thing to peak in high school, but if you peak in middle school.
Bro.
Bitch, that's a slippery slope, dude.
Dude, did he wear gauges like you?
Nah.
Oh.
But like. He might have. I think he had like diamond earrings, which is just as bad.
Oh, I had diamond earrings.
I did too.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. But yeah, man, I just remember he'd always try to get high off of like Axe body spray.
What?
It's like, bro, I don't think that's what they had in mind for this shit. I don't think the creators was like, yeah, you can smell good, but also, you ever huff this shit? Ooh-wee.
Yo, you ever take a soccer net and then just wrap it around your face, dude, and just really
choke yourself out,
smell the cleats, dude?
And fucking burn a Yankee candle in your left nostril, a little bit of Lysol on the right, dude, fucks you right up, bro.
Dude, you ever put your head inside of an AC unit and just fucking get it, dude?
That actually sounds pretty chill.
Yo, I think you'd chill, AC. Yeah. Hey, dude, we've been fist bumping a lot, dude.
Dude.
All right.
That's what guys with diamond earrings do, bro.
Woo, woo. So, did you wear cologne? Or just Axe body spray?
No, as I got older, yeah. But I think
what cologne did you wear? Do you remember?
Yeah, I had a few. I did dabble in the fucking the worst cologne ever. What was it? Was it Curve? You remember the one that sold?
Oh god, everyone.
Curve was like the plastic handle of vodka of cologne.
100%, dude.
Like you were in the big leagues, but you were so low in the big leagues. You know, it was trash.
It's like when you see the lowest version of a BMW, like the lowest of the low. Like the rims suck.
Right.
It's like barely leather. It doesn't even come with a steering wheel. You're like, but I got a BMW. You're like, dude,
exactly.
You do, but like it does. It doesn't have a rear axle. Yeah, like it's not
you
even
kind of just like a W. You know, it's not really like a full. That's how it was because it was like the only reason that it wasn't Axe body spray is because it was in a glass container.
Right.
But I think they sold it at like PacSun or some shit, and then you'd be like, yo, $8 for that shit and I can get bitches? I'm down, dude. Throw in some V-necks and flip-flops while you're at it.
But I think Cool Water was like that too.
Cool Water? Yeah, Cool Water was up there.
Cool Water. Curve. Just in terms of that low rung shit. Abercrombie. Everyone wore Abercrombie too.
Which one was their biggest one? They had a real big one. It was Fierce. Abercrombie Fierce.
Fierce,
you ever
fuck
with that?
I made out with
my first chick after putting on some Fierce. So
Hell yeah.
I was like, dude, this is shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy how like little things like that will like, that's just how you think the game works. I was like, oh, I put on a cologne, made out with a chick. Boom, we here now.
Dude, do you have smells that just remind you of making out when you were a kid? I'll tell you the smells right now. Dude,
I can smell my ex-girlfriend right now.
You want to know my two smells that make me think about making out when I was a fucking kid? My uncle. No.
it's like my aunt.
No. Winterfresh gum.
Okay.
And Gap Dream. There was this perfume called Gap Dream that this first girl hooked up with in whatever grade, like sixth. She just like sprayed herself down with it.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
So that and Winterfresh gum are like, if I smell those things together, I'm coming in my pants. just quickly.
Dude. It was a certain type of Burt's Bees chapstick.
Oh, chapstick. Dude, okay.
It was a chapstick because you always used to wear it. And like, it was a taste. It was like the Burt's Bees like honey or something.
Yeah.
I miss you, girl. But it is crazy how like that memory and that smell is like so vivid and you still remember it, you know?
Yes. I mean, dude, memory is like very connected to smell.
100%, dude.
You ever like smell something? You're like, I've been here before, but I have no idea what it is. But you're like, this smell brings up some type of emotion, but you don't know like the environment that's like around
it's
the
like
emotion.
Every
you know
time
I mean?
I smell Fireball whiskey, I was like, I've done a lot of shit, but not remembered a lot of shit from this. You know, like you can just picture all the blackouts and stuff.
Dude,
that.
Vodka OJ to me.
Vodka
If I smell a screwdriver, I'm just like, dude, the amount of heinous shit that I've done on this is astronomical.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any of it.
Vodka, that's a brutal drink right there.
Dude, vodka. OJ is crazy, dude. Did I ever talk about the gallon challenge I did in college?
No.
Oh, dude, it was fucking horrendous.
Sounds like a shit ton of butt chug, though. How'd you do it, man?
That's what I did. It was just that you put like a gallon of beer in your asshole, and you just kind of like hang yourself off like a two-story building,
right?
And you just wait until all the beer goes into your body.
Oh.
Yeah, it was...
Some nice marinade with some Coors OG or something, dude. The marination station.
No, you just had to drink a gallon of beer. Like, he put, like, you know, a gallon, obviously, a fucking...
So, they, like, open the beers and pour it in a gallon?
Exactly. Well, it's from a tap. It's from a tap.
Oh.
And they put it into a gallon, like,
milk
jug. I
love you said it's from a tap. Like, it was, like, better. Yeah, come on, it's from a tap.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not some class.
I mean, Jesus Christ. But, yeah, and then you it would give it to you for, like, $10, dude. And you would have to finish it in an hour.
Well, I couldn't pee just thinking about
it. But you couldn't pee and you couldn't throw up. And if you finished it, you get it for free. And you get your name up on the wall. And let me tell you something. Your boy finished it, and I felt great for about 20 minutes. I've never been so drunk in my life. Because a gallon of beers, it's 10 beers in an hour. And you're just chugging it.
Jesus.
And I was walking around like I was a little person. Like I was just fucking swish swashing around. And I was talking.
All caked up and all drunk and shit.
Oh, dude. And I remember I was talking to this girl, and I was like... I felt like I was spitting like amazing game. I don't know what the fuck I was saying.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, man, like alligators are weird. And then I just remember.
Dating in LA, right?
And then I just remember in my head being like, oh, I'm going to vomit right now. Not like, oh, I have a few seconds. Like, I'm going to vomit on this bitch's tank top right now.
Bro.
And I just, oh, no, she moved because she could see me. She could see 10 beers about to come out of my face.
Right.
And she moved, and it was like a super soaker. Dude, I was just...
The beer pukes are like aggressive.
Oh, dude.
I haven't puked in fucking years.
Years.
But, dude, it is vile. Alcohol pukes? Insane.
You ever try to puke when you have nothing inside of you, and it's just like yellow sludge?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh. It hurts.
And you puke during the night, or you're like during the night of drinking, or you puke after, like when you wake up?
I've never done a morning puke. Maybe one.
Oh, I'm a big morning puke guy. Huge.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't have to puke during, because I'm all drunk and shit, and then I wake up. And I'm like, I still have the spins. I'm fucking, and I just, oof, God. I get hungover till like 8 p.m. now. That's why I don't drink.
Yeah, I feel that.
Cannot do it. Can't do it.
So you did the gallon challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We did something like that when we were pledges called Edward Forty Hands. Have you heard of that?
No. Oh, I think we did talk about this already.
Yeah. Did we? Were you tape a 40 ounce to each of your hands, so Edward Scissorhands?
Bro, we did do that.
Yeah. So we did that, and it's literally like it sounds so dope, but it's such a bad idea. You give a fucking bunch of drunk people a glass for hands.
Yeah.
Because I remember some kid ate shit and he fell and his hand is all cut up, dude. But he was like one of those guys that like he would like almost show it off as like a scar after. Like he. Like, you ever see somebody eat shit and they get up and they start laughing and you're like, oh, he's got 4 brain cells? It was like that kid fell. Yeah. So like he fell and he's like, ha, 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 my hand. And they're like, you could fucking help.
Dude, if it was your friend in high school, he'd probably try to like fucking huff the blood.
Probably, dude.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, dude, if you put hemoglobin up your face, dude, yeah, you just fucking trip, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah, you think you're a dragon, bro.
Oh, dude, you fucking chew on that bloody glass, dude. Be fucked up.
Dude, speaking of glass, I got in a fight one time in high school, July 4th. And it was a big like high school versus high school brawl.
Oh yeah,
and
so I had best night to fight.
Oh dude, and I had
July, dude.
Oh yeah, because it's like
fireworks, nice lighting,
the light. Yeah, I was
you
gonna
land
say,
a fucking punch when the grand finale is going on. You boom! Are fucking Hulk Hogan.
But I remember just rip your shirt off. It's just like pink golf shirt. You're like, oh, yeah,
and you go all mustache real quick. Fireworks stop and it fades back in. You're like, where'd they go? I don't know, dude. I don't know, brother.
My fucking these preppy ass dudes with 2 golf shirts trying to do it. They're like, they can't fucking do it. Like, help me, Chad. But I remember I was talking to this girl. I'm always talking to a fucking girl, but I'm holding up a pint of beer in a glass. And this fight just starts happening quickly. And I'm like, all right, fuck, I guess we're fighting. You know when you're that young, you don't even ask for, like, what's happening? You see your friend hitting a person, you go, well, I guess we're all fighting now. And I remember ran over to this dude, and he was like, he just got hit, and he was getting up. And I had a glass in my hand, and I fucking smashed the glass on his face, like on the side of his fucking face.
You did that to
somebody? Yeah, side of his face. And then I started hitting him. And
you started hitting him after you hit him with glass?
Yeah. I was a savage, dude.
Bro, how you not in jail?
I don't...
Dude, that's Grand Theft Auto shit.
Buddy, that's so funny.
Dude.
I thought you were going to say Grand Theft Larceny.
Oh, okay. No. That's some GTA shit right there.
Yeah, but it's the shit you do when you're that young. You don't realize, like, the repercussions of that, dude.
That's true.
Like, I could have... I could have killed him, honestly. Like, worst case scenario, like, it hits him, a piece of glass hits him the wrong, like, but yeah, dude, like, I still have a scar. You can still see it. I have a scar, like, on my finger right here, because I just fucking smashed it, and a piece of glass hit in my finger.
Smashing glass in movies always looks so dope, but, like, what people don't realize is, like, even if you smash it with your own hand, like, you're probably gonna get cut up. That shit goes fucking everywhere, bro.
100%. You ever had someone, like, smash, like, in the movies, like, they have,
I tried
like, a
to
beer
do
bottle?
That, and then it fucking cut my finger. I was like, this is the most anticlimactic fight ever. I smashed it on a fraternity fireplace. I was drunk. Some guy's like, you want to wrestle? And I was like, yeah, bitch. And then I went like that. First of all, the first time I did it, it didn't crack. It didn't. And
you
nothing
weak
looks.
Piece of shit.
Nothing makes you look more than a bitch than trying to do this and nothing. Like, I might as well have just, like, spun a holster with nothing in it and been like, you ready to do this shit? Yeah, it didn't crack. And I think he even commented on it. He was like, did you just? And then I went, and he's like, oh, fuck.
And then
it crashed.
No.
So it was, yeah.
But, dude, two-prong hilariousness. You tried to do it. It didn't work.
Right.
He's about to make fun of you again. Then you do it, and then you fucking cut yourself.
It was, yeah. But I still had it like pointed. I didn't realize until afterwards that I cut myself.
Was he your boy? This was a bit. This was a bit you were doing.
It was like just like when you're like super drunk and you're like, I will literally fight my own father right now. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Bro, I'll fight like anybody. Like, oh, dude, it doesn't even matter. I'll fight a newborn infant, you know?
Dude, sometimes you just try to fight yourself. You just start uppercutting yourself. Dude, there's a kid in my fraternity that would hit himself.
Was he all there? Like, was he... Did he have a dope nickname?
Yeah,
like Right Hook?
I forgot about that.
Dude, that's so funny. Every fraternity had some fucking characters, bro.
He would sit in the corner of this fucking drunk and who's uppercutting himself.
Jesus Christ. Hard? Yes. What was his name? Like, did he have a dope nickname or anything?
I think Laser.
That's a fucking great name.
I'm just fucking around. I have no idea what it is. I forget, dude. I have a really bad memory. I don't really remember your name. To be honest.
It's Michael.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm Trevor. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, bro. How's it like being a virgin, dude?
It's pretty shitty, dude. I'm pretty depressed consistently, dude.
Dude, yeah. You might have a wet dream one day, but it's pretty lit.
Oh, man.
Dude, speaking of dreams, bro.
What's up, dude?
I got these hoop dreams, bro.
You got hoop dreams?
I got these hoop dreams, bro.
Dude, let me tell you something, man. You're not good.
No.
You're not good. You know, I'll give you credit, man. you're like really, really good, like really impressively good at the internet. Like really, really good.
Yeah, yeah,
and you're,
baby.
And you're very, very good at
stand-up.
You see
that blue check mark?
You're very, very good at stand-up.
Appreciate that.
And you're very, very good at improv.
Yeah, boy.
And everything else. It's drastically falls off, dude.
Yeah.
It's like you got three things you're good at, and then everything else, it's a 0%.
Yeah.
Some things are negative percent.
Dude.
Anything athletic, dude, you're laughable.
I am the least athletic person probably in the United States.
I think so, dude.
Maybe the world.
What are you... You have like the genetics of like a flamingo. Like if you saw like a flamingo play basketball, you'd be like, oh, that's how Trevor plays basketball.
Dude, I think I might have talked about it on here once, but like I played sports just because my friends did, but like not for the school. I played for a high school league. It was like outside of the school. And I got...
Was it at the San Diego Zoo?
Actually, yeah, dude. But I got ejected for having the technicals and I got suspended. Because for me, it's like... I was the same dude. The way I fought was the same dude. I play sports. I would rather shit talk and distract you than like try to actually do something. So, yeah, I got.
So you were about like just fucking around.
Yeah.
See, I would have hated you on my team.
I was the Ron Artest of basketball without the basketball skills.
I would just charge
the fucking crowd and throw water at them. But
okay, I mean, I think I would have hated you, or maybe not. Maybe because you had so much passion in distracting that's like part of helping to win. Uh-huh. But I'm so fiercely competitive that like to my detriment. I need to win. Like so much so that it's like it's bad, dude. I was playing it. excuse me, like 24 Hour Fitness. This was maybe like 2 years ago in LA. 24 Hour Fitness. A fucking gym. It's all good, man. Uh-huh. Like, it was 8 p.m., playing a basketball game, 5-on-5, and we lose the game by 1. Everyone's playing hard. It's all good. We lose. And I was angry. I was angry like someone just took my mom away from me. Like, I was just like, well, I guess I have no value. Fuck this. And I was so angry. I was sitting in my car trying to, like, compose myself for 20. And eventually I'm like, Michael, this is a basketball game.
Shit does not matter.
At a fucking... Jim, relax, dude. This is not the NBA Finals. It's all good.
But did you blow it? Like, did you guys do this because of you?
No. That would have made a little more sense.
Yeah,
That's why I'm a psycho. Because I'm, like, angry at this for no reason. Dude, I told you, when I was, I think I was, like, 8, I lost bowling. I had a bowling party for my, it was my bowling party for my fucking birthday.
Everybody get the fuck out!
Buddy, oh, shit.
Put the cake back, Ryan!
No one's getting fucking cake, dude! Yeah. I'm just throwing bowling balls at my friends. I'm breaking glass and hitting people in the face.
Oh, yeah, dude. On second try, though.
But, I lost. And I left my own party.
Jesus.
Left. My mom
Where
goes,
did you go?
Buddy,
you're 8 years old.
In the parking
you have
lot.
A radius of 5 yards.
I used to leave a lot when I was a kid.
Dude, I would do that shit too. Whenever I would get mad at my mom and dad, I would be like, I'm running away. And then I'd just go in the living room and hide under the table. And every time they knew where I was, they'd be like, Trevor, we see you. And I'd be like, I'm gone. Like you got to think, as a parent, kids are fucking dumb.
As fuck, dude.
That's crazy.
Buddy,
man.
I told my mom one time I was moving out, and I moved into her car. I swear to God. I moved into her fucking Buick LeSabre. I took, dude, this is so funny. I literally packed my bag. Uh-huh. I had basketball trophies and
But dude, kids moving out is the funniest shit ever because you grab nothing that can help you live more than 2 days.
You don't grab food.
You grab your trophies though. Facts.
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 Trophies, Legos. And I remember distinctly, dude, I'm in the back seat and I'm setting up my new apartment.
Hilarious.
I'm putting, you know, the
it's
little
bigger
arm
than
rest.
Your apartment is now. It's fucking nicer. Dude, I remember.
You know the armrest? I'm putting my trophies on the armrest. Like, this is where I live now.
Cup holders with flowers in it, just water from the garden and shit. I remember I like moved out, same thing. I moved out once too. All I took was my Game Boy Color.
That's it.
But like in an 8-year-old's mind, you're like, this could get me through the month. I think I told myself, I was like, I'll go for a month, see if they really still want me.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking Game Boy Color. What am I going to eat that shit for fucking nutrients, dude?
Drink it? Nothing? You got nothing, dude.
The 8-year-old move out mindset is hilarious because you never grab anything important. You could be leaving. Your mom's like, here's some whey protein. Here's some carrots. Here's some strawberries. Here's a steak. You're like, fuck all that. I just need 2 AA batteries and I'm good.
Hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah.
I've never been athletic to lead to that point. Yeah. I don't know what it is, dude. And it's like, that's why, like, my friends just know me like that. My close, like, all the kids I grew up with, they're like, I'll be like, yo, we should go like, play basketball. And they look at me and they're like, what do you mean we? And I'm like, you guys should go play basketball.
I'll watch, dude. Yeah. I'll make a video of
I'm
you guys playing
videos,
basketball.
Dude. I don't know. I've just never.
Is there no sports? There's no sports you've ever been good at? Like nothing?
No, bro. I thought I used to.
Like, you're not even good at fucking, dude. Like, nothing.
I've never even done that, so I wouldn't even know
you. True. Dude, this room is going to spread.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to start telling the comedy.
Virgin, dude. Me and Tim Tebow never fucking, dude.
Tim Tebow has fucked. Do you honestly think?
I think he's got.
Real talk, dude. I'm being serious. Do you think the quarterback of Florida, or University of Florida, the quarterback, and he's a hot dude, you think gorgeous. He's never fucked? He's been the man since he was 10 years old. You think he... And dude, buddy, being a quarterback of a D1 school to that level and being like a star,
bro,
winning Heisman Trophy and shit.
At that school, he's even getting some fucking hand jobs
like,
on the side.
Oh my God, the level of vagina.
Somebody told me he just gets a fuck ton of blowjobs.
Isn't that still like against whatever?
Is it?
I thought
it was just you're not fucking.
I thought
is it anal? Yeah,
I thought
I think
anal was the only
layer
like,
around it.
Yeah, because
which is so aggressive though. Like, why don't you come through and get this anal? They're like, okay, what?
Jesus,
it's a little aggressive, but you did win on Saturday, so sure.
Yeah, it's a good touchdown. Now take a touchdown.
Shout out to Tim Tebow though.
Tim Tebow,
but
dude.
I
he's
don't
actually
think
doing
any
well.
Sports. I'm Nothing. Somewhat decent at golf, a little bit.
I could see you. That's the funny thing about golf, man. Is like you can be real unathletic, like movement wise. But like golf is very hard, like eye hand coordination.
Yeah.
But like you have like a lanky frame, so I could definitely see you being.
Well,
good
I'm good at sports you can do until you're old. Golf.
Are you good at tennis?
Tennis, ping pong. I'm pretty wet at ping pong.
Dude, I will fucking murder you at ping pong. That's the next, dude. That's the next, dude. That's the next thing, bro.
Dude, once I learn how to put a little bit of spin, little English on the ball.
Yeah.
Game over, dude. Because I got this one serve that fucks the game up, dude. Fucking pow, pow, pow.
Dude, my brother and I play nothing but ping pong when we're home, buddy. I will, dude. Listen to if you're a professional ping pong player or know someone who's a professional ping pong player, please let us know because that's what we want to do next. I'm gonna fucking. Rush you, and if I lose, I'll leave the podcast because that's how competitive.
You're lying, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm not good, and like in terms of like the Olympic style, you know, have you seen how far back they play in the Olympics or ping pong?
Yeah,
they're literally standing like 10 yards back, and they're just full arm swinging.
I'm full arm swinging. I'm not 10 yards away. I'm like 5.
Yeah.
10's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, but I'm not even obviously close to that level. That level's crazy.
Yeah, but those are like really the only sports, man. I'm really not an athletic dude. And that's why I'm so glad I figured out how the fuck comedy works and how videos work. I was like, oh, I can do this shit.
Yeah.
And then it goes like, hey, catch, and I'll fuck you. And I was like, please, no. And she throws a frisbee, and she's like, you were so close.
You're not even good at catch?
I'm decent.
Oh, I bet you.
Back in the day, you threw a spiral at me, I would just bat it down. I'd be like, ah, dude, fucking spray my hand.
Dude, I bet you throw like a stop motion character.
I got a decent spiral.
No, there's no way, bro.
I got a decent spiral, but it doesn't go far.
Bro,
It'll be like a 30-yard spiral.
I saw you shoot a basketball.
That's different.
I don't think so. It's all the same mechanics.
You don't spiral the ball, though.
Yes, you're supposed to. You're supposed to put backspin on it.
That's backspin, though. Where's that side spin, though? Where's that side spin, though? I got like a 30-yard spiral that's wet. Anything over that, unguarded. They have to be open, and I can hit them. You hit that fucking slant, bow.
I mean, buddy, that's a pretty legit distance. 30 yards, are you 30 sure?
Yards?
30 yards is like legit.
I can do that. I'm topping out at 30, though. Because
Brett Favre can throw like 60-something yards. 30. So 30 yards is like not, 30 yards is not nothing.
30 yards is I'm icing my shoulder after one throw.
Word. Okay.
But like. Yeah, I could do that.
You never like skateboarded nothing?
I could skate.
There we go.
I could skate and bike. But like when it comes to like putting a ball in front of me, good fucking luck, bro.
Yeah, dude. Because what's his name fucking crushed you?
Oh, Brent. So yeah, for this week, what we did is we played basketball against a college hooper, a.k.a. my boy Brent Pella. Very funny comedian.
Brent Pella, super funny. Check him out, man.
Also makes some videos online. I've done some stuff with him. So he played college basketball.
Yeah.
And... he was fucking good, dude.
Yo, he was legit. He was missing some things when he was. He had some wide open shit with you. He was missing because I think he was just warming up. But he
intimidated, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He also didn't want to break your frame.
I do have a very
fragile
frame.
That's made of Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I got the frame that's like made of like you know how they have that glass in movies that's made out of sugar. That's my frame right there, baby.
You fucking
just throw some water at me and I just melt.
Buddy, your frame is made of Pringles.
It's just Pringles. Oh yeah, for sure.
But he was. Yeah,
his defense was great. I fucking This is such a dumb thing to say when you're talking about sports, but it's like, I hate when people play mad defense. Like, fucking chill out, bro. But it's like, that's how the game works.
You know what I don't like, honestly? I don't like when people are so aggressive. They want to win so bad that they're playing in a way that I feel like I'm going to get injured.
Yeah.
That happens at the, that happens at outdoor courts a lot. When you're like, yo, let's all play hard. I'm down for that. But don't foul me when I'm in the air.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you work at AutoZone, bro. This is not, and maybe that's why you need this game so much.
We don't know how many
so
felonies
much.
You have behind that jersey, bro.
Yeah.
Dude,
the amount of fights that I've had on a basketball court. Dude, my one of my best friends, Rob King, shout out to him. We lived together for like 7 years, dude, as roommates. Uh-huh. And we never fought one time. The only time that we ever fought was during sports. Yeah. Because we were both so competitive. We would talk so much shit. He'd be like, can you get a fucking rebound? I'm like, oh yeah, I would love to get a rebound. If you could play fucking, like, we would be screaming at each other.
Well, that's the thing with the team, you know? It's like, it's not just on you. You know, it's like, if I'm fucking up, he's fucking up. Like, there's so many points you can play to it. Like, be like, oh, well, maybe, like you said, if you got the rebounds, I'd be fucking, wouldn't be, have to shoot these goddamn wild-ass threes to catch up type shit.
Yeah, dude, that's why solo sports are so crazy, because there's nothing else to do but blame yourself. Golf, tennis, like just, that's it. You hit a wrong shot. Joking it's like, off, well,
all that.
What'd you say?
What?
What did you say?
Tennis.
No. What did you say before that?
Jerking off. Dude,
Jerking off is a sport,
dude.
Out. Yeah,
what if there
me,
was
dude?
Shot put but for jerking off? Whoever can come the farthest.
Buddy, I can fucking shoot.
Over 30 yards. Is my spiral.
Spiral,
going,
buddy.
Spiraled sperm is hilarious. Or like you fucking right before you nut, you fucking like the little twist off. Oh, yeah. Just a fucking curveball, like it's going at her and then cuts left.
It's like a professional bowler. They just fucking
right, exactly. Like, got you there, huh? You thought that was going for your left eye? Nah, just landing on the cactus behind you. Dude,
she's
honestly,
like, that's my
bro,
succulent.
I think back in the day that might have been a sport. In today's climate, fuck no, dude. You fucking come too fast. You hit somebody in the left-hand stage, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Game over. But for
sure,
back in the day.
For sure, there's a... No. Right now, I think if we Googled come long competition, it's somewhere in the world. Like in Iceland or some weird fucking country.
We've also talked about any scenario you can imagine somebody's doing that right now.
Yeah.
Ever. Right now, somewhere in the world, maybe like Chattanooga or something, two guys are saying who can come farther.
Yeah. And also in Los Angeles, currently right now.
Right, dude, we're talking probably about, in this...
How far do you think you can
neighborhood?
Get? Neighborhood.
Maybe like a yard.
A yard's 3 feet, buddy. Get your fucking life together.
Yeah, maybe...
You can
two,
go more than three.
Three?
Yeah.
What are you fucking climbing out at?
Dude, 70, 76 yards. No.
Bro, why don't you just fucking attach a football to that, go to the NFL, and just start fucking rocking loads.
Can you imagine if that was...
They put you in for one quarter of the game. You're the relief comer. Got fucking, all right, we're down by six. We need this touchdown, and we win. You fucking lob that nut 73 yards to Wilson in the corner on a slant, and we're going to the Super Bowl. Hut, hike! You're getting fucking rushed. You just... Yeah!
No, it's like... It's a hut.
Hut, fuck!
Realistically, no joke, I could definitely hit Gabe right now. Gabe's yeah. What? What do you think
I
that
think
is?
I think you probably hit his kneecaps.
4 feet away? I think I could shoot over his head, dude.
Over?
There's a dream catcher right there. I think I could hit center dream catcher right there, dude.
Coming on a dream catcher might be the most disrespectful thing to Native American
culture
you could ever
do. I was going to say, that is the most Native American thing
but
you could do.
But it also
dude.
Looks like a target in some sense.
No, it is, dude. It's your dreams. You hit the right in the middle. That's how your dreams come
Did you
through.
Have a dream catcher growing up in your room?
Nah, dude. I wasn't a virgin like you, bro. Yeah,
well, I didn't either. I didn't have one either. I just thought it was a grinder for my weed, bro. I didn't have one in my room, dude. I fucking just used that to just put my Axe body spray on, dude. What are you talking about, bro? All right, so how athletic are you on a scale of 1 to 10? So I'm probably like an 8 out of 10, you know, on a bad day. Sports. 8 out of 10, you know, meaning like 8 out of 10 people don't want to play with me, you know?
Bro, like realistically, we're going 8 out of 10, 10 being the like most athletic, 10 being like Jordan, and then 1
probably
being
a 1.
1 being like a slug. You're like a 2, bro.
Like a banana slug.
Yeah, like a
fuck with
banana
that.
Slug. I think you're a 2.
A
I
two?
Think
where do I get my 2 from? What are you giving my attributes? What do you like? I'll give him a point on that.
Cuz you have legs.
Okay. Word. I do also got arms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't use them well, so I don't include those.
Okay. Got you.
You can actually run. Okay. I don't know how fast, but you can run. So you're better than a slug, is my point.
Nah, I don't run. I don't run too quick.
What do you think your 40-yard dash time is? I think it's a 6. I think you run a 6.1.
Minutes?
Yeah.
dude, I don't know, bro. I'm just not an athlete. I've accepted it. It would be even more sad if I was like, nah, one of these days, bro. Yeah. I'm going to do the fucking adult league ball, and I'm going to hoop you guys up. I'm going to leave that court draining 2 threes. Dude, fucking test me. I know I'm trash at sports.
But that's the best part about getting older, bro. You just accept things.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, all right, man, I accept that I ain't shit. And then at this. And then you keep it moving because it doesn't fucking matter anymore.
Right.
Oh, it's the best,
a lot
best,
of people
dude.
Need that need to realize a lot of that shit. A lot of people are just like, no, it's not me, it's them. Or it's not working. You know?
Yeah, dude. I was going to play professional sports in some capacity my entire life. That was what I was going to do. I was like, I'm going to play something. There was a video that my 8th grade class made, individual videos, and like little interviews. Adorable, buddy. And then they were like, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I was like, with the most confidence, look straight in the
fucking
camera. And I was
Sum 41
like, I was like,
playing in the background, just like, yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, well, you know, I'm either going to be a professional baseball player, a professional basketball player. I'm going to have to choose at one point which one.
What a fucking debacle to be in, bro. What a pickle. Like, yeah, I guess I could do this.
I'm saying, dude, with so much confidence. So that's what I was going to do, man. That's what I was going to do. But at some point, I was like, I just had that realization. I was like, dude, no.
What was that realization?
Have you ever told that, like, when I got dunked on by Carmelo Anthony was one of the crowning moments of my entire life?
The Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, I told you this. I was 14. He was a fucking senior, and it was a summer league, and you've never heard me do this joke before?
I might have.
It doesn't matter, but very long story short.
Oh, no, I have.
Yeah, he dunked on me in the middle of a Reebok summer league, and... Damn. And, dude, have you ever seen... It was in Baltimore, Maryland, which is, like, pretty... I mean, the Wire.
That's the
like,
fucking worst place to get dunked on, too.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, yo, it was... You ever seen the movie 6 Mile? Or Six Mile? Jesus Christ.
So, an athletic I am, you fucking had to knock the miles like, down. Have you seen Half a Lap? Have you seen Half a Lap?
6 Mile is the prequel. It's just a little Eminem. I just but you ever seen him when he says like a punchline at someone and everyone goes, ah, and they throw towels and shit?
Bro, I've seen white people get dunked on. It's a hate crime, dude. It's fucking...
Oh, dude.
You dunk on a white person too hard, you go like 5 to 6 years like
buddy,
in jail, like minimum.
He dunked on me. The game stopped for 6 to 7 minutes. They had to move fucking Gatorade bottles and towels. People were fucking running around the gym.
Oh, bro.
Oh, shit. Dude. Like, it was, and I was like, I just sat on the ground. Like, my teammates didn't help me up. It was awful.
Had to be anybody to get dunked on, Carmelo Anthony is a great person.
It was, dude.
If you would have got dunked on by like a Brian Scalabrine or some white dude,
yeah.
Then you'd be like, nah, fuck him. I'm going to still keep playing and then figure it out. But like Carmelo, I would get up, shake his hand, take my jersey off, walk out naked.
Dude, that's essentially emotionally what I did. Like, I went home full of embarrassment and I sat in my room and I was like, this is not happening. I go, that person won the genetic lottery and I did not. And, you know, with hard work and shit, obviously he's Carmelo Anthony, but like, I'm just like, there's no fucking way. So with him dunking on me really changed the course of my life. Thank you, Carmelo. It was very nice.
And that was a summer league too.
That was summer league, dude. The fucking season they even started.
Bro,
I was like, I think I'll take up golf.
Fucking around, dude.
He was fucking around. I think that's why he yammed on me so crazy because he was fucking around.
Dude.
Have
you ever thought about like messaging him or reaching out and be like, thank you?
I should, dude. Like, I want to get him on the podcast.
Dude, that'd be fucking nuts. What if he remembered it? He's like, little bitch boy from the summer league, Baltimore. You're like...
Yeah. He goes, number 13?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, because, dude, I'm like 5'9 right now. I was probably 5'6 then, 5'5.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, and I jumped to try to block it. That's how cocky I was when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
To try to block his... Dude, it was... And he was fully grown, 6'8". Fucking yaga fell to the ground. It was terrible, dude.
Jesus Christ. I don't think there's... I think that's the most disrespectful thing in any sport is getting dunked on. Like, I think out of every sport there is, you think that's probably the most disrespected thing that could happen to somebody?
I'm trying to think, dude.
And, because, like, football, like, you lay somebody out, like, everybody's like, oh, okay, for sure. But, like, sometimes if you hit somebody too hard in football, like nowadays they like actually review it and be like, "Yeah, was that an illegal hit?" Yeah, basketball, yeah, yeah. They don't give a fuck. Even the refs got their phone out, like, "World star, you little bitch, dude." Yeah. Like that is, there's nothing more disrespectful than getting full on dunked on. I don't think anything, right?
No, just getting fully fucking yam posterized. I honestly can't think. I don't think there is. I really don't think
because
there is.
Like everybody. Is like, yeah, fuck that dude. Everyone's like, against you. Come on, you. That was a little rough.
Yeah, so the only thing like maybe like more disrespectful or maybe like on the same level would be if like in baseball when the dude like hits a home run like off a pitcher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because uh-huh. That is crazy disrespectful. And then on top of it, the dude's like running the bases. So the pitcher's got to sit right. In just that misery for four fucking bases.
Oh, bro, they hit that. And it's a light. It's a brisk jog. It's almost a yeah. Walk.
Yeah.
That's when it gets. That's how the levels of disrespect come into play. Like when they like walk it off pretty much, and they start doing this shit. They start pointing at shit where yeah. They hit it. Start pointing yeah. Every different direction. That's pretty disrespectful. I think the thing with getting dunked on is the crowd. If there's nobody right. Watching, it's like, oh fuck, that sucks for that guy. But a basketball audience for a baseball audience is so much right. Different because there's one, they're that much closer.
Yeah.
But also like. Baseball is predominantly white people. They don't go too crazy for shit like that, you know?
Dude, I'm telling you, he dunked on me in the most intimate setting, bro. There must have been maybe 100 people. They were fucking... It was in Baltimore, bro. Just imagine if I got dunked on in the show The Wire. That's what it was, dude. People were losing their minds, buddy. Dude. They were like, "You ain't shit." The ref was like, "You fucking suck."
And your coach was like, "Get the fuck out of here."
Oh, dude.
Oh, bro.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, I had a couple games where like the coach was like, "All right, well, let's get in the bus quickly." Like, it, you know what I mean? Because like we played all around. And like my school was in like Maryland, but we played like D.C. teams and Baltimore teams. And so like some errors, they were like, if we would win, they would like start closing in. We're like, "All right, let's get in the bus. Let's go."
Everybody like, shake hands. It's like, "Okay, good game. Good game."
Yeah, dude. It just yeah. But yeah, man. Yeah, playing with Brent, dude. Playing one. Yeah, it was good, man. You know what's funny is when we played with Brent, because he played you. He 1-on-1. He beat you, and then he played me and beat me. And normally, I would be fucking freaking out, angry as shit that I lost. Take the ball and throw it over into the tennis courts.
Uh huh.
But that's pretty chill.
I think what it was is because you saw me, who's a pretty raw basketball player, like, fuck, even if Trevor lost to him, you know, I lose to him, that means me and Trevor, you know.
Dude, that was it, dude. Yeah, we're about the same, dude. We're about the same until we actually played 1-on-1 and I beat that fucking ass.
You know, but.
What's up, dude?
Honestly, dude.
How did it feel to get that ass worked?
I've been editing a lot of videos lately, so the arthritis was strong, and my shot was, because like when I edit, one of the keys I press is a lot over on my left, so I think that's when my shot was going a little bit left, because, you know, I've been editing, making these videos, you know, so I think if I wasn't making videos, I probably would have drained probably like at least
zero
10 out of 10 shots.
Maybe? 10 out of 10 shots?
Yeah, probably.
Really? Just 10, just bang, 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 10 out of 10? Yeah. Really?
No, dude, I'm a highlight guy. Like, if I drain 1-3 in a game,
okay,
like, we could have still lost by 30, but I'll bring it up in any given scenario. But like, fuck, today's game was tough. And I'll be like, yeah, man.
You have the athleticism. Put in three, though. Have the athleticism of Caramel. That's where you're at, dude.
Carmelo Anthony is what
No.
I appreciate you. See, such a nice dude. It's so dope when your co-host, like, compliments Carmelo Anthony. Right. Fuck yeah, but I feel you.
But I'll fucking street fight you on the podcast.
I'm mad my parents weren't more like straight up to me back in the day. Like, this ain't for you. I'm like, all right. I had to figure out on my own that I was trash at sports. Like,
oh, really?
They went to all my games, and every game would be like, yeah.
They let you play on teams?
Yes.
I'm not talking about my parents. I'm talking about, like, coaches. They, like, said...
Everybody.
They said, hey, you can
That's
play on
teams.
That's
what happens team? When you go up in a fucking suburban, where, like, suburbia area, where everybody's just, like, some white guy. Like, well, you'll get them next week. Do you know how many times I got told, you'll get them next week? I was like, bro, this was the last season of the... This is the last game of the season. He's like, you'll get him next season.
Can you imagine if you put out a video and then someone said, you'll get him next week?
Oh, bro. Why couldn't the coaches be like, I'll be real with you, Chief. Not your forte. I'd be like, thank you, dude. Now I'm going to go start selling meth because you don't need athletics for that.
Dude, do coaches just read a manual about what to call their players? Chief, boss, friendo.
Oh, all the fucking worst things you could call. And then... They just steal all the lingo that fucking the employees at restaurants give you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, when they seat you, right this way, chief. No.
Don't call me that. Don't call me chief.
You're sitting me next to the trash can. I don't deserve the honor of chief.
Yeah, you're sitting me next to the bathroom. I can smell feces particles in my salmon.
Yeah, I don't know. I was never... I grew up in such an area where it was like too friendly, where they're like, nobody had the honesty to be like, Trevor, like, you are like, trash.
And Mr. Hustle of the Year goes to Trevor Wallace.
Bro, talk about trophies in the back of your mom's car. Boy, did I have some fucking enthusiastic. Yeah, I can't even say the word without getting PTSD.
Mr. Hustle.
Dude, I want to go back and look at my trophies.
Team spirit.
Bro, my trophies were all trash, dude. The biggest tart. Biggest heart is the
biggest.
Dude, they were biggest. How about this?
Most coachable.
Oh, bro, dude. Most likely to not cry when getting roasted. Like, I want to go back and look at my trophies and just see how bad they were, because none of them were like good.
None of them were like MVP.
None of them were real trophies.
No.
Yeah.
They weren't.
So, I don't know.
They were
know,
just
man.
Built out of compassion. They weren't even real fucking trophies.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm here now, baby.
Yeah, dude, we're
draining
here.
Threes on the boys.
He didn't even hit the rim.
I don't know
once.
If I made one shot that whole entire day.
I don't think you did, dude.
No.
I don't think you did. You built an entire shed with bricks. That's what you did.
That's fine, though, because I'll live in that shed.
I know.
I'll embrace it.
All right, man.
I was trying to be all deep with it. Like, yeah, that's fucking kind of sad. You have an igloo of your own tears. All right.
Dude.
Before we get out of here, in May 29th, we got Nashville, Tennessee. And then the 30th, Huntsville, Alabama of May. That's all my shit. All the tickets on TrevorWallaceComedy.com. I might need to change that to TrevorWallaceAthlete.com, because that's what your boy fucking is, dude. I'll drain a fucking paper trash can right now, dude. Fucking poof.
Buddy, Kobe. You're trash. That's why you're going to put it in a trash can, because
true.
You're fucking trash, dude.
Oh, dude, I was a kid that would yell Kobe in class and then visibly miss. And then people would be like, don't do that to Kobe's name.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, Kobe can feel
sorry.
It. Kobe
Luke
can
Walton! And then I'd get fucking blocked and they'd be like, there you go.
Mark Price!
Yeah.
All right, guys, dude, thank you so much for listening, man. Please keep those recommendations for things to do flowing, because we got a bunch of good ones.
And the
also,
questions.
Yeah,
like the
also
questions
was super fun. So, questions or advice you have for us, always hit us up. Thank you for listening. We love you. Have a good day, man. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.